We are coming off a couple of stormy days across the Northeast. We had those severe storms come through on Tuesday with heavy rainfall, localized flooding, also some gusty winds and hail. Those were followed by another round of showers and some spotty thunderstorms yesterday as an upper-level disturbance worked through the area. And now it's the final day of June, tough to believe we are halfway through the year, and things are pretty quiet here as we wrap up the month with seasonably mild temperatures, but not that much humidity. Our dew points remain quite low this afternoon, so all in all, a pretty pleasant day as we wrap up the month. Now, we'll start to see humidity levels creep back up a little bit tomorrow. And with that, we'll have a chance for some more showers and thunderstorms. Some of those storms could be on the strong side tomorrow, but that's going to be followed by a beautiful holiday weekend. And really, the only shot for any rainfall will be across the North Country on Saturday. But for the rest of the weekend, right through Monday, it appears that we will remain dry, pleasant on the thermometer, and also quite pleasant when we look at the humidity levels. So moving into tonight, we'll have that high pressure area begin to move away. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly clear skies. Some areas of fog are possible through the night, and there is the chance that we see a shower or two across the far south as some moisture tries to come in from the New York City area. Temperatures tonight will be pretty comfortable, running mainly in the 50s across eastern New York and western New England. A few spots will be close to 60, and some of the higher spots may dip into the upper 40s late tonight. Now, moving into the day tomorrow, we will have a front approach, so we'll have a blend of clouds and sunshine. Showers and storms are likely as we go through, especially tomorrow afternoon. Some of those storms may be locally strong or severe as we work through the second half of the day into tomorrow evening. So if you do have outdoor plans tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow night, do be aware of changing weather conditions. Following those storms, though, things settle down quite nicely for that holiday weekend. Again, besides the chance for maybe a shower or storm across the north on Saturday, the three-day holiday weekend's looking quite nice across the area. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and storms likely, high 75 to 80. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, some areas of fog, low in the 50s to around 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and storms likely, high 75 to 80. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy, small chance of a shower or storm, patchy fog, low in the 60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and storms likely, high 78 to 82. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly clear to partly cloudy, with areas of fog, low 55 to 60. And for tomorrow, partly sunny, showers and thunderstorms likely, high 75 to 80. Region-wide on Saturday, partly to mostly sunny, chance of a shower or storm across the north, pleasant, with highs in the 70s. And on Sunday, partly to mostly sunny, continued comfortable in terms of humidity and mild, with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.